The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting, management, or its sponsors.
Healthy Lifestyle with Lorianne is brought to you by Northwell Health. Visit them online at northwell.edu. Welcome to Healthy Lifestyle with Lorianne. Guess what? I am Lorianne Kasdia. How are you today? I hope you're having a great day. Our goal here at Healthy Lifestyle is to inspire, educate, and empower you to fulfill a healthy, emotional, spiritual, and physical life so you can feel empowered to live the life you have always wanted and dreamed. Yes. I love this day. It's so amazing. I hope you're having a great day. Today on our show, I am so pleased to have Jen Torres. She's a human design reader. You know, I bring a lot of people with different experiences and different opportunities so that you can really get some insight of different modalities that are out there. And Jen has this great modality of human design reading. So Jen is, she has an intention in this lifetime to assist the beings of this planet with mastering our energy. I think that's great. You know how I feel, and we talk about vibration and energy all the time here. When we think about the planet, the birds, the trees, the animals, the universe, everything is energy. And when you're living by your design, you're living in alignment with the universe. And since everything is energy, when you live by your specific energetic blueprint, you are living in the energetic flow of the universe. I can't wait to dive deep into this today. This is when life begins to become easier. Doors begin opening. True that. Things that you've been trying to manifest for years become your instant reality. That's where the abundance comes in and everything opens, and you're just being who you're genuinely meant to be with all those success codes already inside you. And when you become energetically aligned with your world, you create your heaven on earth experience. I so agree with that. Welcome to the show, Jen Torres.
Thank you so much for that beautiful introduction, Lori. Thank you.
Oh my gosh, Jen, what you do is so exciting. I can't wait to share it with our listeners. So let's just dive right in and talk about what is human design.
So human design is a beautiful, beautiful system that basically will give you your very specific energetic blueprint. No human design chart is the same. Every single human design chart is different than, you know, anyone else. It's your specific energetic blueprint on this planet. And just like you were saying in the bio there, that you know, when we think about that, it's so much more than just the words that we're putting to it, because we're talking about energy here. So we're talking about something that's very felt. So trying to put words to that can sometimes be a little bit tough, but essentially what it's saying is that you are designed to live your everyday life in a very specific way energetically. And the one thing I can say is that brings me so much joy in doing this work is when I'm able to give someone a human design reading and really talk to them about how their energy is designed to work every single day, even though I'm giving them all of this information, layers and layers of information, inside of them is a knowing that, like, this is how they were designed to live, and this is how they were designed to operate. So while it's a joy and a pleasure for me to give that information, at the same time, it's a remembrance for them. And they're kind of like looking at me with their eyes really wide, like, oh my God, like, I've always known this about myself.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But I've never been able to put, like, words to what it is that you're saying, because I never even thought to articulate it. I've just always felt this within my body.
Yeah.
It's just a true gift to be able to know your specific energetic blueprint through human design.
I love this whole concept, and I just want to roll things back a little bit and bring it down to a little bit of a simplified level of the fact, you know, we said and you and I speak in a certain language that we both resonate with, and some people resonate with, and some people are being introduced to this. So everything has energy, right? Everything vibrates. It's trees, it's concrete, it's buildings, it's tables. Everything has a vibration. And that vibration is the energetic feeling that we get from that. From those designs, you know, from that, you understand what you're supposed to be when you get your design from you, Jen, right? So when I know you and I went through that, it was a beautiful gift from a friend of mine. She gifted your talents to me, which was so beautiful that she did that. But in what you said is so true. As you were speaking, I'm like, yeah, that's right. Yeah. How do you know that? I mean, you dove so deep into who I am with such knowing. It's breathtaking. It just takes you completely off guard that you could so easily identify those elements within me and where my strengths are and where my weaknesses could be and where I could strengthen up and really be completely genuinely in my energy, in my power.
I love what you just said, because it is true, though, taking it back a little bit and just saying, like, yeah, we're talking about energy here. Everything that we're talking about is energy, and energy, you can't see energy. And one thing that I say too, just to kind of circle back to what you were saying, is when we're born and when we're raised, we're taught a lot about, like, how to behave, right? Mm-hmm. How to speak, how to say yes and thank you and all of those things. But we're not so much taught about our energy,
right?
And like what it is that we bring energetically to the universe in this lifetime. So human design is going to basically help you to master your specific energy type. So it's literally going to help you to be able to use your energy every single day in a way that's going to be fulfilling to your soul's purpose in this lifetime.
Yes.
Because every single being, when they come onto this planet, whether you believe in, you know, different lifetimes or anything like that, regardless, on the inside, your soul knows why it's here. And so a lot of times, through the conditioning of being raised knowing, like, oh, okay, I have these things that I know I feel inside, but like, how do I express them? How do I put it out there into the world and have these things that are like energetically correct, exchanges that are energetically correct? Human design helps you to master that.
I love that. I really do. I love that. And again, I'm just going to simplify something so it resonates with people. They can connect with it. I'm sure we've all been in a room and we're having a good time and the energy is high and the vibration is good and we're there and we're laughing and we're smiling. And then somebody walks in the room, or even if it's a serious business meeting, someone walks in the room and they like suck the energy right out of the room. That's what we're talking about, those energies, that everybody carries those energies within them. So let's unravel this again. So where does one begin learning about their design, our own design? Like, how do we start going about it? And I just had a thought while we were having the conversation is, wouldn't it be great that something like this, along with coaching and things like that, we're brought into our elementary schools and our middle schools and our high schools, so we can give these tools, these useful everyday tools, to our children. So when they're growing up, they have all this at their fingertips and really could become the humans they're supposed to become sooner.
That's such a beautiful thought, because there's even, we will, talk about how to even get started with human design, but I will say, just to speak to what you just said, that there is really just like, there's a personality profile within human design as well that will teach you and inform you on how you best learn and how you best teach. So that goes to what you were just saying with children being in school. And like, you know, especially people with a 3 line in their profile, they're not really here to sit down in class for 8 hours a day and learn and in this way of just like getting this information through their ears and just sitting there and reading the books. They're people who really need to like dive in and like get their hands dirty in a way.
Yeah.
And that's how they best learn.
Yeah.
So it would be so beautiful if we could do this, and it could be something that was part of, you know, children learning.
Yeah.
Like this is your design. This is how your energy works. This is how you best learn. This is how you best teach.
Yeah.
So yes. And to go to what you're saying about first learning about your design. My favorite website to just get a free chart, if you're just wanting to start to kind of dip your toes in and see like, okay, I'm hearing about this human design thing. What is it really? You know, let me open this up. JovianArchive.com is a great website to go to get a free human design chart. And all you'll need is your birth date, birth time, and birth location, city, state, and it will pull your chart for free and give it to you. If you don't want to go through all that, you could always just email me, hello@shesagod.com, and I will just send you your free chart.
Oh, that's great. And it's Jovian?
Yep, Jovian Archive.
That's great. That is great. But I think sending it directly to you makes a whole lot of sense, because you could pull it and then this way they can ask questions, whereas on the website, they're not going to be able to ask questions. So, yeah, I definitely think, what was that email again that you had said?
It's hello@shesagod.com.
Thank you. So yeah, back to that. So similar to being able to know what your human archetype design is, with me as a coach, like having success principles and bringing them to students is my place of joy, because just think of putting those tools in their hands earlier. If I had known what I know now back then, I would love to know where I would be. Of course, back then I might not have been ready for it. So we really don't know where we should do this and shouldn't do this. But I think the sooner we put it into our young ones' hands, the less we're going to direct them in a direction or frustrate them and get them off their path, which takes sometimes to get back on the path. We just know this always. We always end up where universe has us intended to go. Sometimes we just take the long route. So, yeah. So let's go back to, so they want to get a chart, they get an idea. What does that chart kind of look like? What are we talking about?
So the very first thing, with human design, when you're first starting to like really just get to know, your design, is just learning your energy type. So your energy type in human design is just going to be that first entry point into knowing about the rest of your design, because human design is so layered that it can really go on forever with the information. But when you learn their energy type, it's kind of like learning what your horoscope is, your main sign is in astrology. So like if you're a Scorpio or a Sagittarius or a Leo, it's that first bit of information that you're going to get to kind of learn how your energy works every single day. So there's five main types. There's the generator, there's the manifester, and then there's a hybrid, the manifesting generator, which is you, Lori.
Yes.
There's the projector and the reflector. So there's five main energy types, and you will see right away once you pull your chart or you have me send you your chart, you will see right there at the top what your energy type is. And then that is going to be really that first entry point to knowing what your design is and how to best use your energy every single day.
I love that. And what's a differentiator between a generator, a manifestor, a manifesting generator? I know that one. A projector and a reflector. But what are the, like, are there major sweeps that you could just touch on?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, the manifestor is only about 8% of the planet. And the manifestor's aura, because this is, like I was saying before, it's all about energy. So it's really going to tell you how your auric field is working and how your energy is flowing every single day. So for the manifestor, the auric field is described as it's described as very impactful. But then there's also like a closed side to their energy. So the impactful side really comes from when they are doing, you know, what they love in their life, their auric field becomes very impactful and inspiring to other people. And there is this closed side to their auric field where it makes the manifestor a little bit hard to read. They might experience things where people just don't read them very easily. They don't really understand them, know what they're thinking or feeling or saying. They might feel like people just can't read them. But the close side of their aura is really here to protect them, actually, because the divine is trying to keep them focused on their own energy fields and the urges that they receive within their energy, within their body, mm-hmm. Because those urges and that feeling of wanting to sit up straighter because something is interesting to you, that is how the manifestor is meant to really go down their path in their life. They're meant to follow those breadcrumbs. So with the generator, their auric field is described as very open and enveloping. So they're about 37% of the planet. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I always say for the generators is to really watch out for your energy kind of being enslaved. And the reason why is because
you
generators
think.
Are so capable. Yeah. Yeah. They are very, very capable of being on this planet. So they're, you know, when they are doing what they love, they literally generate, you know, this life force energy, and they can like go all day. So the manifesting generators are actually a hybrid of two types. So they're a hybrid of the manifestor and the generator, which makes the manifesting generator, which is Lori. So what's interesting about the manifesting generator is
everything. No, I'm kidding.
It's the best one out of all.
I know. No, I'm kidding.
Oh my gosh. It's got a couple of things happening within the auric field. And the main thing is that your auric field, it's that of the generator. So it feels very open and enveloping to those around you. But then there's this other thing happening where when you are doing what you love in your life, your auric field creates this very, you know, inspiring and impactful energy that then fuels those around you. So it's really important for the manifesting generator to always be doing what they love in their life, similar to a generator. So that brings us to the projectors. So the projectors are about 21% of the planet. And the projectors are actually called the guides of the planet. And the reason why is because, you know, they have this very specific view on life, and they can see things in a way that like the other types can't see them. I've heard it described where the projectors are sort of like, they would be like the birds of the planet, and they're sort of able to like look down at the rest of us, you know, energy types, and be like, okay, like, wow, like, why are you going that way? So much easier if you went this way, right?
Yeah.
So
I call them the lifeguards. I call them the lifeguards because they see everything, and every once in a while they'll come in and tap you in the right direction.
Exactly. And it's so, so perfect with the way that they operate. And I love that analogy with the, you know, they have that sort of bird's eye view on mm-hmm. everything. It's so perfect because they're able to see so much. It's interesting how their auric field works because their auric field is the only one that it actually literally goes into the auric field of the other beings, and it sort of peaks inside. And they're able to really, in that way, they're able to really see people. And that is why their strategy in human design is to wait for the invitation. So the strategies are another part of human design that we can maybe get into later, but it's really important for the projector. The strategy is super important for them because you could imagine a human being that's, you know, a projector, and they're sort of walking around with this auric field, and it's really seeing into the auric fields of other people. If the energy is not invited, it can feel a little bit intrusive. So it can almost feel like people are like, wow, like you just like told me all of these things, but I'm not ready for it.
Yeah. You crossed the line there. You are listening to Healthy Lifestyle with Lorianne. We're speaking to Jen Torres. We're talking about the human design. She's a human design reader. We're going to come right back. We're going to take a little break and continue our conversations about the five types of human design. We're going to come back, finish the projector, and go back into the reflector. And I hope you hang on. It's really exciting to really dive into this conversation. We will be right back. Healthy Lifestyle with Lorianne is brought to you by Northwell Health. Visit them online at northwell.edu. Welcome back to Healthy Lifestyle with Lorianne. I am Lorianne Castilla. I hope you're having a great day. I know I am. I love this conversation with Jen Torres. She is a human design reader, and really giving us a lot of information. Where we last left off, we were talking about the projector. There are five types, and the projector was the one where we left off. I do have a question for you, Jen. You had mentioned the different percentages of the planet that the various five types are, and I don't recall you indicating the manifestor generator.
Oh, the manifesting generator is 32% of the population of the planet currently.
Understood. Okay, so the projector, we were right in there. You have to kind of wait for the invitation. They wait for the invitation because they do kind of dive in a little deep and tell you things that you may or may not be ready for. So, you know, I talk about, and we talk about here about people who are awake versus kind of sleeping. Someone who's sleeping would not be prepared or ready for something like this, right?
That's true, especially from a projector's viewpoint. they are inherently wise beings on the planet, which is why they're called our guides of the planet. And I always just add in that just because that's what they say about projectors, that doesn't mean you have to then go off and be a therapist or anything like that. It literally just means that you see things in a way that others do not.
Correct.
And that is just how your energy works. So it literally is, you know, the projector, it's important for them not to waste their time and their inherent wisdom on people who are not awake, who are not open energetically to hear what it is that they have to say. Because when they do go ahead and say what it is they see with not being uninvited information, and people are not open to what they have to say, but then they're telling them anyway, they can start to feel their not self-esteem, which is bitterness. And they can start to feel like, okay, like I just wasted my time, you know, really just giving this person all of this amazing information and they don't even care. So I'm really annoyed now. I'm bitter about this situation. So Their auric field works in this way to help them, to be able to only share their wisdom with people who are open energetically to them, because in that way, that situation, that energetic exchange that they're having with other people, it becomes correct for them. It's energetically correct for them to share that information when that other person feels open energetically to hear what it is they have to say.
Yeah. And there's a knowing about that. So that's really interesting. I love that. I think a mutual friend of ours is a projector, the more you speak about it. And then the reflector.
The reflector is only 1% of the planet.
Wow.
The reflector is, one of the first beings on this planet were the reflectors. And the reflectors are sort of really meant to be, I mean, the greatest analogy I've ever heard for a reflector is that they are here to It sounds kind of crazy, but it's called like a water mill.
Sure.
Because all of their centers are completely open. Their chakras are completely open. So anywhere they go, they're not just feeling the energy around them. They're becoming the energy around them. And then they're reflecting back to their environment, everything that they're experiencing. So the best thing for reflectors is to imagine their energy field as I like to just say a water mill, right? Like where it's constantly flowing, and everywhere you go, you're picking up a little bit of energy everywhere you go, and you're sort of becoming it for a minute. Now, when you as a reflector start to believe that you are that energy and you start to act in your life, you know, that is me now. That's like the water mill stopping. And it's like, you're not flowing anymore. You're not in energetic alignment with the universe. Your energy is not flowing. You're stuck. And it's really feeling icky. And it's feeling like there's no surprise in life. They're almost feeling disappointed, which is their not self-esteem about everywhere they go. It just feels mucky and nothing's very fun anymore. So it's important for them to always feel like they are flowing.
How do they protect themselves? Because, you know, we all naturally absorb each other's energies. We connect when we're next to each other. And so how do they protect themselves in that, where they don't get stuck in some bad juju?
It's super important for the reflector to have something in their life where they can empty out. So whether that be staring off in nature, cooking, they will know what it is for them that gets them into that sort of meditative state where they're able to empty out. I don't recommend like television or anything like that for reflectors emptying out, because you're actually still taking in. So you need something where you're just sitting there staring off into nothing, or else cooking and being in like that meditative state, doing some running where you get that runner's high and you're able to just empty out. Is so beautiful for a reflector.
Yeah, I could definitely see that. I would worry the most about our reflectors because of the potential of just not protecting themselves enough, because we all need to make sure that we can stay genuinely in our own lane, as I refer to it. So now if once we figure out if we're a generator, a manifester, a manifesting generator, a projector, a reflector, how do we utilize this knowledge on a day-to-day basis so it really serves us? Because it does resonate. You'll see when you read it, it's similar to when, like, I read that I'm a Pisces and I read the generic description of what a Pisces is. I'm pretty much a February Pisces. You know, you could really see that. I have elements of Aquarius because I'm on the cusp. So I do have that, but I'm generally more Pisces than anything else. So how do you do this with the five types? What is your recommendation?
The recommendation is just to follow your strategy and your authority in human design, which is, once you learn what your energy type is, right to like the right side of your chart, you're going to see your strategy and your authority. And your strategy is literally just going to tell you how you can use your energy in a way that's going to keep you in divine alignment with the universe. And then your authority is going to tell you how you can use your energy to make decisions in your life, and especially those bigger decisions in your life. So just by following your strategy and authority, and I like to say too, Ra Uruhu, who is the founder of Human Design, always said, there's so much to learn about your human design chart, but if you just follow your strategy and your authority, everything else is going to fall in place.
Yeah. And I can tell you, ever since you gave me the reading and I've been doing that, it has made decision making so much easier, because I know which direction I need to go in and I know how to approach it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It saves you time.
Oh my God. Yeah. And it takes elements out that are not germane to making a good decision or go in a direction or just let things fall away that no longer serve. And once you understand what your type is, at least for me, I found it a lot easier to let certain things fall away, which normally I would have just painfully waited for them to either go away or I would just keep it because it was just easier. Now it's just, it just makes more sense for me to stay on my path.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really does keep you in like alignment, and it also helps you to live in a way that's unapologetic, because it is how you're designed to live your life, and it's how you're designed to use your energy every single day. And for me, the most fascinating part as a reader is that moment, like I was talking about earlier, when the other person is just like, oh my God, duh. Like, this gives me permission, in a sense, to use my energy the way I've always wanted to, the way I've known inherently I'm meant to use it.
Yeah. It was almost like the term that comes to me is almost like when I went through this with you, it was almost like a resurrection. It was almost like getting a permission slip to be able to be who I am and more genuinely who I am, because I'd been following all these other directives from other people, as opposed to being uniquely myself. And that's where we get comfortable sitting into ourselves. And that's where the joy is. And it's, I hate to use this term because it's really misinterpreted, but it makes life easy. You know, it really, it makes it so much better and so much joyous. And it's easier. It's just easier. And life shouldn't be a struggle. Life is not hard. It shouldn't be difficult. It, you know, we have challenges. Yes, absolutely. We need contrast to know what we do like. So we need to know what we don't like, to know what we do like and what will work for us and what won't work for us. But it just is so much easier. Do you find that when you do those readings?
Absolutely. Yeah. And that just reminded me of when I was doing my reading. We did the reading together and I was completing your chart. And there's that, we were talking about your energy gift of magnetic charisma, right? It's like when you're doing what you love, you generate this very like juicy essence of like magnetic charisma. And you're able to sort of just be super charismatic in the way that you speak, in the way that you express yourself. Now, there is so much conditioning around charisma in society. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that conditioning can look like, you know, as a child, them trying to box you in and saying, don't be so much. It's too much. Don't do that. Be quiet. Sit down. Don't be so loud. That's now, it's so funny because in human design of that particular energy gift that we're talking about with magnetic charisma, when you are suppressing that and you're boxing it in, your auric field becomes less magnetic to the things that your soul desires. So when you're not allowing yourself to just express yourself in this way, it really does stagnate your energy in the way that you're meant to use it in your life.
And it's so funny. That is the exact thing that people refer to it as, that it's intimidating. That magnetic charisma is what they're perceiving as intimidating. And I find it very interesting because when you said that, that actually gave me that permission slip to continue to do what I do, because people who aren't intimidated by it, they refer, most commonly refer to it as me being shiny, that I like light up and I'm bright and I'm shiny. And I love that. Whereas other people get intimidated by that brightness. Sometimes it's too bright. Somebody labeled it as I was too hot to handle, like, you know, like a hot potato, too hot to handle, that it's just like, wow, they didn't know what to do with all of that. And it was overwhelming for them. And to stifle that is the worst thing, because that's when, like you said, I will spiral to stifle it. It's just not a good place. It's not a good feeling.
Yeah. It's going to always feel like something is missing. It's going to feel like you want to express yourself and this is how, what brings you joy, but you can't, it feels like it's stuck. And so when you allow yourself to live in that way by your human design, it's going to feel so freeing to you, which is why it's so beautiful to know your energy gifts in human design, which is sort of that third part of leading more into your chart.
Yeah, it's just having that sacred space with you and holding that sacred space with you while you did the reading really was very empowering. And that change is really amazing. So if anyone who's interested in having your energetic chart read, I really, really encourage you to speak to Jen Torres at hello. Just send her an email, hello@shesagod.com. Unbelievable. The information that you get, it reconfirms what you already know deep inside. I mean, these things I knew, I had elements and I've seen little bits and pieces of who I am today since I was very little. I knew when I was little, I just didn't know what it meant. And, years later, obviously, no one do math. I hate that. Years later, I've actually come into understanding more. And when I got the design reading, when Jen did this beautiful reading, it just confirmed things that I already knew. And then it made it so much easier for me to just be completely comfortable within my own skin and really dive in and really believe in the success codes that were already wired into me, for a lack of a better term. Right, Jen?
Yes, it's so freeing. It's so freeing because so much of the way that we're raised, like, oh my gosh, like, you know, right when we're born, we're being told by our parents and our teachers how to do life.
Yeah.
When you learn your human design chart, when you learn your energy gifts, when you learn your cross of incarnation, which is kind of like your theme of your life, you start to see and feel yourself again. It's like, oh yeah, that's right. That's how I've always felt my entire life. Yeah. Why did I box myself in there? Why did I stop shining? And just to speak to what you were saying before about magnetic charisma, part of you using that gift is actually giving people permission to live in that way. So you can understand that, like, oh my gosh, if you didn't let yourself do that, and you boxed yourself in, you're not then being that shining example where other people see you and they're like, oh my gosh, beautiful. I love, look at what she's saying. She's drawing me in. I want to know more. And you become a shining example of what's possible.
Yeah. And I live it. I live it. So it's easier for me to be able to teach it to other people. I live being who I am. So as a mentor, and it's so funny, there are certain type of people who are absolutely drawn to me as clients. And I refer to them fondly as my Super Balls, because I am one who we'd love to do a whole bunch of different things and we don't know which we want to do first. And we like to try new things. And they're all, I'm looking at my client base and they're all like that. They're every single one of them. And I spend a lot of time helping them do what I had to learn myself, which is take all that energy, not snuff anything out, any of my ideas or any of the things that I love to do, but then keep myself on a train track and keep myself so I'm progressing forward and actually executing on these dreams, on these visions, on my capabilities. And isn't it interesting that it's really these dynamic people with a lot of different capabilities that are drawn to what I do. And when I'm speaking in front of a big room, I could actually like see them light up in the audience. It is amazing to me, Jen. Has that ever happened to you?
Absolutely. And it's also, I actually have that same gift that we were talking about earlier that you have. So it is so interesting that, you know, even with all of your gifts, when you fully step into them and you just allow yourself to be the way you've always known is like organically in nature for you, it affects everyone around you.
Yeah.
And that is what you're here to do. And I don't say it to like give pressure to people or anything like that. But everybody that's here, especially at this time on the planet, is here for a reason.
Yes.
And they are here to express themselves in energetically in a way that feels amazing to them.
Yeah.
And lights up their auric field and helps them become super magnetic to everything that their soul desires. And when you box yourself in that way, you become less magnetic to the things that you know belong to you and the things that you know you want.
You almost like push it away. So in the final few minutes, what Last thoughts that you want to share with the listeners.
The last thing I'll say is just right now, I feel that, you know, during this time on the planet, we're living in a time of great change. And it's super important that if you ever felt inspired or you ever felt on the inside like there was something more,
sure,
something bigger, and felt like there's something missing here, it's time to start learning more about you. And it doesn't have to be human design reading. It can be an astrological reading or birth chart reading or anything like that. Just start learning more about yourself and what it is that you're here to bring so that you can start to live in your purpose and step fully more into what you're here to do.
Yes, 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 yes. And that's what I'm finding too in this shift, even though it was a pandemic, there was definitely a shift that went on where a lot of people decided to take that leap. They said no more, and that they figured this is the perfect time for us to leap and try something new and really step into themselves. And so many people have started their own businesses or the side gigs that allow them to just feel the joy and do what they're really meant to do. So definitely, I so resound with that, Jen, is that find your purpose, figure that out, figure out what gives you joy. Forget about resources, forget about anything like that. Just what gives you joy where you lose track of time. When I'm mentoring, I lose track of time because I am so joyous at what I do. Jen, thank you so much for being on. I would love to bring you back. There's so much more to talk about.
I know. I felt like I was just hitting like the start of it. And so I would absolutely love to come back on. And it's always a pleasure talking to you.
Oh, my gosh. Such a pleasure. And I appreciate you being in our lives. Thank you all for joining us today. Remember, if you want a reading, just send an email to hello@shesagod.com. Or you can definitely go to the website that she mentioned before, which was real quick.
The website is shesagod.com.
Right.
It's currently being built. So I really just tell people to email me right now or else DM me on Facebook.
That sounds good. So hello@shesagod.com. Thank you all for joining us today on Healthy Lifestyle with Lorianne. I am Lorianne, and I'm so grateful that you join us every day. Remember, play a higher role, serve a higher purpose, show up for you, and show up big.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting, management, or its sponsors.